Expression is Norman West, W-E-S-T. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old African-American male that is a patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R-D-O-V-A, that is referred to the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The kidney ultrasound showed that the right kidney is smaller than the left kidney, and that there is some hyperechogenicity. The most likely situation is that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus and arterial hypertension. The patient has a history of diabetes that has been getting under control. The hemoglobin A1C came down to 7.6. The blood pressure is under control. And we think that the decrease in the kidney function, in other words, the estimated eGFR from 31 went to 28, is most likely hemodynamic than a progression of the kidney disease because there is no evidence of significant proteinuria. Period. Unfortunately, the patient couldn't tolerate the administration of the SGLT2 inhibitor, Jardiance. He started to throw up. Period. This is a VA patient. We are going to continue monitoring the proteinuria. If the proteinuria is increasing or has the tendency to deteriorate, we will consider the administration of finerenone. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under better control, hemoglobin A1C 7.6. Following number, the patient has a cardiac arrhythmia, status post permanent pacemaker because of six sinus syndrome. The patient is evaluated by the cardiologist with regularity. The ejection fraction is well preserved. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under control, 130 over 60, period. The patient's body weight has remained about the same, between 245 and 247 pounds. The recommendation was to decrease the sodium intake, decrease the fluid intake, and we will continue to monitor the kidney function. Following number BPH, the recent pelvic ultrasound fails to show the presence of the residual or the presence of alterations in the anatomy in the lower urinary tract. Following number hyperlipidemia that is under control, the total cholesterol is 171. The LDL is 89, the HDL is 64, the triglycerides are 87. We are going to reevaluate the case in 14 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, 7 minutes with the documentation.